telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
What is up, Wisconsin? Quiets. It's good to be back in our home state. Big week last week. Civic was, of course, down at the DNC in Chicago. It was a busy week, suffice it to say. Incredibly exciting. I think exceeded all possible expectations. I haven't yet been with you following Vice President Kamala Harris's nomination acceptance speech, but boy, was that a treat. I mean, Brian, people in the athletic business talk about putting on a clinic. Yeah, that was a clinic on how to be a professional speaker. I couldn't find one thing to frankly critique in her speech from a pure political oratory perspective. I thought that was damn near perfect. What did you think, Brian?
Yeah, she did a pretty darn good job. People were just really excited about seeing her. She was the main event. At that point, she could have probably said, do you know what? I like bologna, and I put ketchup on my bologna sandwiches, and that's delicious. And the way that she would have said it would have probably been the greatest thing, and everyone has said, yes, bologna sandwiches for everyone. But on top of that, she showed up and gave a really good speech, which was hit it out of the park. I mean, it was basically like, hey, the bases are loaded. We're probably going to win, but do your best. And she hits a grand slam. So good for her.
I love the mixed metaphors there, Brian. Exactly what we had going on. Yeah. And we've got certainly an incredible show for all of you right after the convention. We gotta kick it off, right? We got, what is it? Somewhere in the ballpark of 70 days now? 70-something-ish?
70 days. 71 days.
70 days until the election. So there is going to continue to be tons to talk about. We are kicking off today a really special segment that'll be part of my show for the foreseeable future, certainly up until the election. It is Maggie and the Millionaires. Every day I'm going to have a special guest, and we're going to talk to you about money. Money in our country, money in politics, money in our pocketbooks, money in rich people's pocketbooks, the tax system, all of these things. Why, you may be asking, Maggie, would you spend so much time every day talking about something which can be perhaps a little unsexy, maybe a little dry? We'll keep it very punchy for all of you. But the reason that we're doing this is that we live in a capitalistic democracy, and there can be no debate that understanding how money frankly flows through our economy, what values does our tax system express, how does a particular policy either help or hurt the middle class, what does all of this mean? Because all of us, at the end of the day, know that it is typically about the money. And so following the money and trying to get a handle on how this all works and what you should know to be the most prepared voter you can be come November 6th is incredibly important. And the reality is this: there are sharp, sharp distinctions in the economic policies being proposed by the Harris-Biden administration, excuse me, the Harris-Walz ticket. There are sharp differences with the Biden-Harris administration's economic policies, and there are sharp differences between those two and the sorts of policies Trump put into place during his first term and then he's proposing for his second term. And they will make a difference in your family's economic health. So really important. And frankly, let's be honest, sometimes the candidates don't make it as clear as they should be what those differences are. You know, Trump talks about, yes, he put in place a tax cut. And most of us, if we hear the words tax cut and are asked, is that a good or a bad thing? Most of us would probably say, well, lower taxes generally are better. So yay, because we don't want to pay any more taxes than we have to. But the question isn't about should there be a tax cut. The question should always be, who is the tax cut benefiting and what sort of programs? Where do we have to take something out of the budget to make up for the fact that we're giving a tax cut? That's where the rubber meets the road. That is one element that we are going to be digging into today.
The first thing that I was asked when I got back, and I'm on a boat yesterday with the family. First thing I was asked was, that was a great bunch of speeches. That was a bunch of fun. Who's paying for it? That was the first question I was asked.
Who's paying for the convention?
No. Who's paying for all the wonderful things we all talked about last week? All this wonderful hope and change, all these great ideas. Who's paying for it? Which brings back to the point of, you know, why we're going to talk about this. Money matters. And the thing that they cared about is, that's great. That's all this hope and stuff. We guys should do all these things. Who's paying for it? And that's where the rubber meets the road. And by the way, money is very sexy. Nothing makes somebody who's really ugly a lot hotter than having a bunch of money around them. At least I've seen that a lot. So money is very sexy, by the way.
Yeah, the Amex Black Card certainly ups your hotness rating.
It's sure a lot better than any scent that's out there.
Yes, the scent of money, the ultimate aphrodisiac. Yeah, Brian, you're right. Here's the thing, just on that very question, I often hear that from people. And the whole point is, we're spending a whole lot of money all the time. Where does it come from? It comes from taxpayers and corporations, right? Those that generate revenue for the federal government. That is our tax system. So the way that we pay things is, we all pay for them. The question isn't, how is it getting paid for? Because the answer is always the same: taxpayers. The question is not, how are we paying for it or who is paying for it, but how is the burden to pay for these things divvied up amongst working people and those that do not work anymore because they're so stinking wealthy, they can just live off their investments? That's the question. And that fundamentally is a moral judgment, right? Do we believe that work is as valuable and perhaps more valuable than those who don't work and simply let their money feed their lifestyle, right? We all rely on our paychecks to do what we want and be on a boat and do all those great things. But there's a whole lot of people that don't pay anything out of a paycheck because they don't get paychecks anymore. So this week, generally speaking, we're going to be talking about what makes America the richest country in the world. Well, who really are we talking about when we say that, right? Because regular folks all the time ask me, well, the GDP is going up, but it's not helping me any. And this has to get beyond talking points from either the right or the left. Oh, well, if you raise taxes, businesses leave. Well, some businesses might. But the question is, does the differential that is made from an increase in corporate tax rates or maintaining corporate tax rates, is that revenue increase, is it justified by the policies and programs that we can pay for because of that? Is that increase or maintaining a corporate tax rate, is that offset by, for example, job growth because we're able to invest in other industries? It is far more complicated than observing that maybe some businesses might move if tax rates go up. The fact of the matter that the businesses that got the benefit of the Trump tax cut in 2017 were paying 35% and they were still here. So an argument that somehow putting their tax rates back to 35% would lead to some mass exodus of businesses from this country is suspicious on its face. We, especially here in Wisconsin, have some of the most skilled workers in North America. We are a destination for businesses. And they were here back when the rate was 35% on a federal level. They'll be here afterwards. Again, don't believe all the hype. We got to get under it. So I'm really excited to have Stephen Prince, the vice chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, joining me this afternoon at 3:00. He founded National Business Products, now known as Card Market, as a gift card and in-store marketing material production company. He came up, he is the quintessential bootstrap guy. He was not born wealthy. He wasn't even really born upper middle class. He was born working class. He created his own business. He's now vice chair of the Patriotic Millionaires. We're going to talk about money today. What is rich, right? What is rich in the United States? Because again, when we start calling things like estate taxes, death taxes, it certainly sounds scary to people who won't have estates when they die, but definitely will all be dying. So those kinds of things. What does it mean to be rich and rich in America? We'll talk about all of that today. That is going to be a daily segment here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 3 p.m. every day. By the time we hit November 6th, people, if you tune in on the regular at 3 p.m., you will probably know more about economic policy than basically almost all of the Republicans running on the congressional tickets in the state of Wisconsin. I promise you, that's what we're going to get done for you. Really excited about it. But Brian, I wanted to start today off with some of the kind of insane things that we were hearing from Republicans just melting down. There's no other word for it, melting down during the DNC. And folks on this network and others have talked about the right's reaction to different moments of joy and unity during the DNC. And one of their special targets really got their blood boiling was the effusiveness, the love and exuberance of Gus Walz, Governor Tim Walz's son, who had a moment of just, again, pure joy during his dad's speech, was moved to tears and stood up and said, "That's my dad." And anybody who saw it, it would do nothing but melt your heart. Oh, of course, if your heart is turned into a lump of coal because your name is Laura Ingraham or Jay Weber. We'll talk about that and some other really nasty things that Republicans have said after we come back. Then Brian and I will share with you some of our favorite guests and moments from the DNC. You're not going to want to miss all of it. I want to hear from you. What were your favorite moments, favorite guests? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Stay put, everybody. We'll be back after these important messages.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Well, you haven't got the knack of being idly rich, you see. You should do like me, just snooze and dream, dream and snooze. The pleasures are unlimited.